Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today, we are talking about writing music or composing music. That's a better collocation, right? Compose music. Social, I know you're a songwriter, and you have a great voice because I've heard your recordings on Facebook.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah. And you sing in Spanish and English. Yeah, mostly Spanish, right? Usually?
I would say both, but yeah, a lot of my material is in Spanish. I would say that's true.
Yeah, because Spanish is a more, it's a nicer sounding language, more musical language. You know what I mean?
I would say it's more romantic, and there's like, it's like the vocabulary is so colorful. I think that's something I really like. Like, you can really like put your feelings out there, and I think it's not seen as like cheesy in our culture. And here in the US, like, if you tried to translate some famous romance songs from Spanish to English, I think that it would be seen cheesy in our culture in American
Or as the young kids say, cringe, right?
Yes, it would be seen as cringe or chuggy. As Gen Z says, chuggy.
I have no idea what that means.
Chuggy is something that Gen Z, like, we say, and it's like, it's just the same as tacky or cringe, basically.
Okay. All right. And if I use the word chuggy, it will be chuggy.
Yeah. If you start using the word chuggy, it'll become chuggy by default. Yeah. So.
Right. Okay. So. I came up with a topic today because I had never written a song in my entire life, but I've been playing the guitar for 30 years, but not consecutively. You know, I would pick it up from time to time, play it for 10 minutes, put it down since I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. I went 10 years without playing because when my daughter was young, there just wasn't any time to go in my man cave and play my guitar. I picked it up again, and over during COVID I bought like this like kind of a travel guitar so that I could learn some scales. Like, I've never been able to play what we call high on the neck of the guitar, where, you know, you play like the pentatonic scale and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you write solos and blues and things like that. Blues music, that's a genre. Mm-hmm. But I learned it during COVID, kind of, and like passable. And so in August, I was like, tried to write my first song. And then I finished it and I wrote another song and another song. And I just looked at my YouTube channel. I have 162 original songs that I've recorded since August, which is too many. Like, it makes me look like a psychopath or something. Like,
no, you should see how many songs. I have thousands of songs recorded on
you
my
do?
Headphone. From okay, here. I mean, okay. I started songwriting when I was about 16.
Okay.
So that's 12 years of songwriting now, but I have thousands of songs. So
I don't feel so bad. Psycho. Oh, wow. Okay. I thought my 162 was going to be like, boom, check out that number. And you're like, I got thousands.
No, but you have to think like I think it is impressive, but again, I have been songwriting for a long time since I was like 16, so I think because of that I just have thousands built up. And one thing, I don't know if you feel the same way, but for me it's like not all of those songs are stars or saw the light of day or anything like that, because not all of them are good or not all of them are complete. Like sometimes I'll come up with a part of a song and then I can't figure out how to finish it or how to structure it.
Right.
So yeah, a
What's that
lot of that
next
stuff.
chord? What's that missing chord,
Yeah, or
that's
just
gonna
like what's
elevate it?
the bridge? Like I have kind of the verse or the intro, I need the bridge and stuff like that. I think it's what can make it difficult. Or the chorus, you know.
Sometimes, like for our students out there, like a normal song has like an intro. Sometimes there's no intro. There's like a verse, a pre-chorus, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge. Verse, pre-chorus, chorus, something like that, right? That's like kind of
Right.
the structure of a song. There's like a song structure, which again is just a general rule because you can break those rules all the time, right? You don't need a pre-chorus. You don't always need a bridge. I guess you always need a verse. I mean, I can't imagine a
Right.
song that's only a chorus,
I
other than
mean, there
like,
are some that are pretty close to
yeah,
that.
some of this,
But yeah. Usually the
yeah.
mo even the most basic structure includes a verse, a chorus, and usually a second verse.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Except the Happy Birthday song. That's only a chorus, I
Right.
think. Yeah,
Yeah.
pretty much. So I guess for me, like writing has become very like therapeutic for me. It's like it's my form of meditation or something. My way of decompressing after like a long day or whatever. I just love to come home and like come up with a riff on my guitar, come up with a drum track that I can use to play that with. And I don't make my own drum tracks. I just use like a preset, just like a straight four, so I can just keep the rhythm. And I'll add like a bass guitar and I'll add, I don't know, like a keyboard or something like that. You're building this wall of sound. And it's very exciting. And sometimes it's like a path of discovery because you don't know what, like, I don't know if this song is going to sound good until I record the vocals. And then you listen to it and you're like, oh, that's just average. Like that's not very special. And then once in a while, there's something that's just kind of, I don't know. What is that? Like when you know it's good. Or not good necessarily, but you know that it's better than your other stuff, How do you write that? Does it accidental or is it by design? How do you get that?
Like a breakout song that you feel is better than your other material.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like it's accidental. Most of mine that I feel like
Yes.
are better than my other material really came from a point of were sparked by some type of deep emotion, usually.
Okay.
Yeah, so like some emotional moment, whatever it may be, maybe sadness, maybe anger, maybe happiness, maybe love, it can be a lot of different things. But I feel like the more material I have to pull from for that specific song, I feel like the better that it comes out because you're more passionate kind of about the material. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. The
I
more
know you hate when
passionate.
people ask you that. I meant, am I making sense? You know, I hope you
Yeah.
you know
No, no,
I
no.
mean
That's okay. It's
that
I'm over the, you know what I mean? It's okay.
in
It's okay. I've accepted it. I've accepted that I'm wrong. I'm wrong in that scenario. I should never hold a grudge or raise objections to people using you know what I mean. So, yeah.
So, how about you, Jack? What do you think about your
I've
material,
I
breakout
find
material?
it's way more well. Part of the problem here's the problem is like I have to sing in this room, and my wife's in the living room, and she's too close. Like there's, so sometimes I feel like maybe in my music, my vocals I'm not really like, I'm not going to number 11. You know what I mean? I'm going to like 8 or 7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Singing, but when she's gone, I feel like I can like sing to my like full potential and really let it rip and not feel self-conscious, you know?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Because for me, if there's someone else listening to me the entire time, like it's more embarrassing because like what if you like really let out on your vocals and then you croak or like make a mistake or you fall flat and it's just embarrassing because you know someone's there like listening. It almost gives you like a touch of like performance anxiety.
I think it does exactly, and it adds this any self-consciousness or I just singing for me is like is vulnerability, you know. It's a moment of vulnerability, and nobody wants to be vulnerable, you know. It's why when we're home alone, we still lock the door to the bathroom, you know what I mean? Like makes no sense, but it's just that feeling of vulnerability is we don't like it as human beings. Some people don't.
I think most people are at least somewhat uncomfortable with it, especially as you get older, and being vulnerable and raw has like a lot of drawbacks as you get older, because it gives people kind of a weak point to exploit. And most of us at some point in our life, like we either had school bullying or, you know, a mean teacher or our parents or our cousins or were hurt in a relationship, whatever it may be. But we've seen that vulnerability can get you hurt. And so I think we become more guarded as we become older as well.
Yeah, because people are afraid of people that are sincere. You know, like if you're going to sing a song, you have to go, you can't sing it like, you ever go to karaoke and somebody just kind of joke sings like through the song?
Yeah.
Because that's a form of self-protection, right? It's like, oh, well, I wasn't trying anyway, you know?
Right.
And I hate that. I'm like, you go to karaoke, you got to sing that song the best that you possibly can. You have to totally commit to it 100%. And so that's the way I feel when I do my music. Otherwise, I'm robbing myself. Like, what's the point of the exercise of making the song if I'm just going to, you know, only go 50% on the vocals, you know?
So yeah, there's actually, sorry, did I cut you off there?
No, no.
I was just going to say there's a musician that I really I haven't kept up with her work lately, but I really, really liked her even a few years back. I would listen to her work a lot. And her name is Orla Gartland. And she did an interview, I believe, where she talked about how if the lyrics aren't uncomfortable for you, like if they aren't so raw and real and like in your emotions and like in your truth and sincerity, that it's like not uncomfortable to like write it down and put it on a page and sing it. Like, it's almost not worth it, because like that realness, that rawness and that vulnerability, like that's giving like your real human experience that other people can really relate to.
Right. Right. Yeah. I would agree with that. She's a true artist, you know. I would say that we have another word for that, an auteur, you know, like, almost above an artist, you know, like a real artist, you know. And I'm you know, for me, this is a hobby. I do it for fun. So, you know, sometimes I'll write some lyrics and I'll throw it into ChatGPT to help them organize it a little bit.
Oh, cool.
It's really good at that kind of stuff, like, you know, rhyming words to help me out, you know, with a difficult passage or whatever. So I don't know. You know, for me, like, it's just, I do agree with you, though. you have to commit like 100% into what you're doing, you know, when you sing. You can't you can't joke sing your way through it, because people, it's funny, because when you're doing it live and somebody's listening to you record and you sing sincerely, they feel embarrassed. But when they turn on the radio and the artists on the radio are singing super sincerely, there it melts their hearts, you know? And it's like, why in that situation is it okay to listen to sincere emotional music, but when I do it, it's, you know, cringy or whatever. So I don't really
Yes.
understand that dynamic. Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. And she talks about that. Like, it's like almost like if you're cringe, if you cringe, like that almost, that's good. Like, that really says a lot about, it's hard to be that vulnerable. But I think that's when you hold back on that, like, you aren't delivering the relatability that people go to music for, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you sing it just kind of meekly, we say meek means weakly, weak, then people are going to, your music will be forgettable, you know? There's no emotional substance behind the songs. So we've been going on for a while about this. I think we could we're getting too deep in the weeds here with
Right.
music writing. But thank you for sharing that with me. This was very thought-provoking talking to you about this. So thank you.
I appreciated it. I felt like it was inspiring for me because I actually haven't written music in a while.
Yeah.
This whole year of 2024, you know, after my grandmother died and my grandfather died, I really like
Yeah.
music is usually something I turn to process my grief or my sadness or my anger, like a lot of emotions. But I honestly just felt so fatigued and lost. It was like I wasn't even to the part of processing it musically, you know, and I
Right.
really kind of walked away from music for a while and haven't really felt like a musician anymore. And like talking about this, you know, it reminds me, like, you know, that was one of my favorite parts of life was music and writing music, playing music, listening to music, and listening to others, you know, who are singer-songwriters. And so, yeah, I appreciated this conversation. It definitely gave me a lot to think about and kind of rediscovering that side of myself as well.
Yeah. Pick, dust off the old guitar and yeah, strum it
Yeah,
a few times. Yeah.
I had a dream a couple months ago, and I was like playing piano in it, and like my brain was lighting up different colors in the dream, and I was like super happy, and I was like, oh, I gotta
Wow,
start playing music again, you know?
that's an amazing image, actually, the metaphor, because I think that's exactly what happens. I mean, not literally, but you know what I mean? Like parts of your brain that you don't usually access when you play music are stimulated. Your
I
brain
think
is
so.
actually, yeah, that's a great wow, your dreams are way deeper than mine. I was hanging out with a monkey and we were eating bananas.
That's
That
cool. That honestly
was
sounds fun. You know what I mean? I wish I had dreams like that. Mine are always like very vivid and intense. Like that was a happier one, but sometimes I have nightmare dreams. We should do an episode about that next as well.
our
Dreams.
weirdest dreams. Yeah.
Yeah, our weirdest
Okay.
dreams. Yeah. All right, listeners. Well, if you like this episode, make sure to leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know how you feel about music. Are you a musician? Do you like music? What is music like in your culture? What genres and artists do you enjoy? Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. You can always message us in the WhatsApp and WeChat groups. And we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.